بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: بعثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: إنك تأتي قوم من أهل الكتاب فادعوهم إلى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله قد افترض عليهم 5 صلوات في كل يوم وليلة، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله قد افترض عليهم صدقة تؤخذ من أغنيائهم فترد على فقرائهم، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فإياك وكرائم أموالهم، واتق دعوة المظلوم فإنه ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب. متفق عليه. This hadith refers to a famous incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the latter part of the 9th year of Hijrah, that is barely a short period remain before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to one narration, latter part of 9th year of Hijrah. According to another narration, in Rabiul Awwal of the 10th year of Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu towards Yemen. We find that Mu'az was that Sahabi who, as we mentioned previously, enjoyed a very close relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the sense that he has this unique distinction that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once directly addressed him and said, "Ya Mu'az, inni uhibbuk," that, "O Mu'az, verily I love you." So this was the type of close association and love that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with Mu'az bin Jabal. It is mentioned that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam dispatched him to Yemen, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked next to the camel of Mu'az, holding the rein, right up till Juruf, that is 7 kilometers outside Medina Munawwara. That is making al-wida with one sahabi. In Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart, he knew this was the last time that he was going to see Mu'az bin Jabal. So when he reached right up till Juruf, he addressed Mu'az bin Jabal and he told him, "Ya Mu'az, asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hadha, wa la'allaka tamurru bi masjidi hadha wa qabri." He said that, "O Mu'az, after this year you will see me no more. And when you return back to Medina Munawwara, you will find my masjid and you will find my qabr. You will not find me." This caused such grief to Mu'az that fabaka Mu'az jasha'an li firaqi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he burst into tears. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled him, and in that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you and I a great, what we call, nuskha and prescription, nabawi nuskha and prescription. Mu'az could not bear to be separated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what was hurting him, and this was what was causing him to grieve and cry like this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a nuskha and prescription that wherever, whoever, or however, in whatever condition or circumstance you are, how you can attain the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Ya Mu'ad, la tabki, do not cry." Why? Because wherever you are, you will be close. Inna awla an-nasi bi, wherever, you will be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you will have taqwa, if you will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will follow the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a nuskha and prescription not only for Mu'az bin Jabal. Look at the circumstance of this. Mu'az is leaving Medina. He is leaving the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. And this much is determined, that till he returns back to Medina Munawwara, when he returns, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will no longer be there. Yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Awla an-nasi bi, you will be close. You will be my wali, you will be my friend. You will be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you will adopt taqwa. If you will come unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fear, Allah's obedience, and the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be close to me. Many of us have this tamanna and desire to die and pass away in Medina Munawwara. Allah bless us with that. There are great fadail mentioned with regards to mort in Medina Munawwara. But what we should understand, that more important for the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than mort in Medina Munawwara is to anoint ourselves with the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we bring Allah's taqwa, if we bring Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnat in our life, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to us, whether you are in South Africa or whether you are in Egypt or Africa or China, wherever you are, you will be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So being in Medina Munawara or dying in Medina Munawara, like we said, great fadail and virtue, we make dua for it. But more important than that is to anoint ourselves with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bring our lives onto that. Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. This is a nabawi nuskha, a nabawi prescription which is given to each and every one of us through the barakah of the parting of Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that sahabi also. It is mentioned in hadith that he will rise up on the day of judgment with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand. In other words, he is the imam and the leader of the ulama of the ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dispatches him to Yemen and he gives him this parting hidayat. Himself, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates, just to complete this, Muaz bin Jabal remained in Yemen right up till the shahadat, right up till the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then only during the khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he returned back to Medina Munawara. Thereafter, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu went towards Syria and he passed away, became shaheed in a plague, very famous plague which occurred at that time, Ta'un Amwas. By the name of Amwas, he passed away in that plague. In that plague, many, many thousand Sahaba-i-Kiram became shaheed and passed away. So Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself, he narrates, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched me as the governor, appointed me as the governor and sent me towards Yemen. And as he was dispatching me, he gave me the following advice. He said that, O Muaz, you will come to a people of the Ahl Kitab, that is people of the book. We find that the kuffar or the disbelievers at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who were in Jaziratul Arab, in the Arabian Peninsula, majority of them were what we call mushrikeen, idolaters, polytheists, those who used to worship idols. Then, of a fewer number, in the precincts of Medina Munawara, in the surrounding, etc., were the Jews, and in certain other areas were the Christians. We find that these people are referred to as the Ahl Kitab, people of the book. That is, the Jews and the Christians are referred to as the people of the book. One is because, although they adulterated and changed the books that were revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and likewise to Isa alayhi salam, they changed the books, but to some extent, they were following these Kitab. This is why Quran and Hadith refers to them as Ahl Kitab, people of the book. Secondly, it was understood that one, those who are mushrikeen, worshipping idols openly, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly, it is because of their level of jahalat and ignorance. To some extent, the people of the book, those who were following some kitab, like I said, never mind it was interpolated or adulterated, but they were considered to be having a higher level of ilm or knowledge. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives Muaz bin Jabal hidayat as to how to work amongst them, because like it is found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anzilun nasa manazilahum. You don't use the same method for everybody. Anzilun nasa manazilahum. Address people according to their level. These are educated people. These are people of the book. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is how you must work amongst them. What must you do when you reach the people of Yemen? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fad'uhum ila shahadati Allah ilaha illallah. First give them da'wat. First make da'wat and tabligh. Invite them towards the shahadat of La ilaha illallah, that there is no deity, there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa anni rasulullah, and that I am the rasul of Allah, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa inhum ata'u lidhalik. If they obey you in this, in other words, they accept this da'wat, they accept this call of yours, then what must you do? فَعَلِمْهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ افْتَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ. Then teach them, advise them, inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, made farz compulsory upon them, 5 salah for every day and every night. We know our daily 5 salah. This is an important pillar of Islam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tartib of da'wat. First invite them towards Allah's oneness, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Once a person accepts Islam, once a person recites the shahadat, once a person comes onto this belief or conviction, This is, we are being taught how to work amongst the non-Muslims. A person just accepts Islam, immediately what is the most important thing? Inform that person that five salah is farz. Every day and night, they will have to perform these five daily salah. فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوا لِذَلِكَ. And then if they obey you, so far as this is concerned, in other words, they accept the shahadat of la ilaha illallah, they bring salah in their lives, they accept this command, فَعْلِمْهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ افْتَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُؤْخَذُ مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ فَتُرَدُّ عَلَى فُقَرَائِهِمْ. Then inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made farz compulsory upon them, sadaqah. The word sadaqah is used in this hadith, but ulama ikram explain, based on the riwayat in Muslim Sharif, that specifically what is meant here is zakat. Zakat is referred to here by this word sadaqah. And we find that interestingly, ulama ikram mention about this word sadaqah. The word sadaqah comes from sad dal qaf, which means to be truthful. Summiyat sadaqah li'annaha tadullu ala sidqi imani badiliha. Why is it called sadaqah? Because it attests to the truthfulness of the iman of the one who is spending. Love for wealth is human nature. It requires a certain level of iman that will cause a person to part with his wealth. So sadaqah attests that he is sadiq in his iman. Why? Because he is prepared to part with his wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue.